the museum up here's got some pictures of it. In fact, I've written stories about my grandfather. He wasn't a great drinker, but he lived to be 84 years old, and up until 2 years before he passed away, he had a team of horses here in town, in a big log barn, and he had a big grain box. It was probably the size of that piano, only not as tall. Mm-hmm. And it had a hinged lid, and we'd be over there, and he'd tell my dad, he'd say, "Sandra, why don't you go out with me and we'll look at that mare's neck, see what you think." Mm-hmm. And she might have a little collar rub or something on her neck. And everybody knew that he had a pint of moonshine out there in the grain box, you know. He wasn't fooling anybody, but there was a lot of it.
Did you have any other terms for moonshine back then? Did people call it anything else?
Oh, I've heard it referred to as white lightning, you know. But, I guess that's about it. Moonshine pretty well covers it.
Okay. When you have these pig roasts, do people bring casseroles much?
It was kind of a potluck affair.
Slaw, and, someone would bake some kind of bread or biscuit.
Okay.
And dessert.
Okay. Would a casserole be the same thing? What I think of a casserole is sort of some vegetables and maybe soup or something as a base. Like, not soup that's been mixed up or cooked, but just...
Casserole, it can be rice or pasta, and you can put chicken and tuna and cheese and anything.
It can be just about anything, huh?
Anything.
Okay. All right. And you mentioned that apples were grown somewhat in the valley?
Yes.
What kind of things do you make with apples?
I like to make apple pie.
Yeah?
Yeah, I make them pie baker.
Apple cobbler.
And Sally and I got a lot of apples from one of the neighbors, and we peeled them and froze them, and then she would sweeten them and just make applesauce out of them for this winter. But for right now, we just were in a hurry.
Yeah.
Do
they make cider much around here?
No, we've never made cider.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Alrighty.
Over in the Western Slope, Western Colorado, goodness, they make everything.
Okay.
Made a lot of homebrew beer.
Yeah.
When I was young and foolish.
That sounds good. Wanted to ask you about some ranch terms.
Yeah.
What are some of the pens that animals are kept in on a ranch?
Corrals.
Okay, that's for horses specifically, or for
No, it can be horses or cattle.
Okay. Yeah. What about pigs?
Pigs, that would be a pen, pen.
And what about chickens?
That would be also a pen, chicken pen.
Okay. Do you have a chicken coop?
Chicken coop, that's where they're housed.
Okay.
Where they have the nest, where they lay the eggs.
Okay. What kind of fencing do you see on ranches around here?
Primarily barbed wire, but a lot of, especially when people had sheep, you need woven wire fence where those little critters can't escape, you know. Woven wire or page wire, that's a term that I've always grown up with.
Okay. I'm blending my museum. I've been doing this for a month, so I've been going to a lot of museums, and I'm getting some of them mixed up. Is this the museum that has the display of different barbed wire?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I remember seeing that.
And you know, that's quite a thing. There's just hundreds of varieties of barbed wire that have been created down through the years. And there's clubs and so forth that trade wire, and it's really quite a hobby with people.
Wow. Who knew? What are some